At their work session this week, the city took up postponing increases to water, sewer, and harbor fees for 6 months. Next month, water rates are scheduled to increase by 5%, sewer rates by 7%, and harbor rates by 2.8%. Next month, water rates are scheduled to increase by 5%, sewer rates by 7%, and harbor rates by 2.8%. The council has been considering this for the past several weeks after Governor Mike Dunleavy signed Senate Bill 241, which allows municipalities to, quote, temporarily suspend imposition of late fees and disconnection fees on residential customers' utility accounts, unquote, in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Postponing rate increases on water and sewer for the next 6 months, which have been scheduled since 2016 and 2017 respectively, will result in over $200,000 of lost revenue for the city. Revenue loss from the harbor increase would be about $65,000. However, as City Manager Mike Twenge noted, the city has debt related to infrastructure projects, which rely on the revenue from the rate increases.
The wastewater treatment plant loan we took out, that was the $600,000 assessment loan. That first payment is due August 1st on that. And that's $32,600. That's a one-time fee. That's for that loan. Then, of course, we have the construction of the facility. And the facility was going to be budgeted through the rate structure. So we would be having to subsidize all that as well. So
Twenge ultimately recommended that the council not postpone the rate increases, noting that there are mechanisms in place to help people pay their utility bills during the COVID-19 pandemic. But this didn't sit well with some council members who looked for alternatives. Council member Charlie Davidson.
But would that be able to come out of some of the CARES fund?
No.
No?
No. You can't replace revenue loss.
The CARES Fund is federal aid sent to states to support industries, businesses, people, and municipalities affected by the COVID-19 economic downturn. The city of Kodiak is slated to receive over $11 million, but, as Twenge noted, is restricted in how that money can be used. Councilmember Whitten proposed not postponing water and sewer, but because of instability in the fishing industry right now, postponed the harbor increase instead. The council accepted this idea. The new rates for water and sewer will be implemented in June. For KMXT News, I'm Jared Griffin.